מסכת אבות פרק ה', משנה יוטט, משנה סז. כל מי שיש בידו שלושה דברים הללו, מתלמידיו של אברהם אבינו. Anybody who has the three character traits that we're going to mention is considered to be like the students of Avraham Avinu. They're very similar to Avraham Avinu. Ushlosha devarim ahirim mitalmidav shel Bil'am harasha. And three negative traits. If somebody possesses three of the negative traits that we're going to state, he's considered to be amongst the students of the wicked Bil'am, who was the prophet that was hired by Balak in order to curse the Jewish people. Lo alenu, eventually all of the words that came out of his mouth were pure blessing. He was a wicked person who was cursed by Hashem, and he had terrible character as well. The three positive traits: ayin tova, veruach nemucha, venefesh shefala, mitamidav shel Avraham Avinu. Somebody who has a good eye, a humble spirit, and a restrained nature is considered to be from the students of Avraham Avinu. A good eye is somebody who's happy with what he has in life. He's not all day continuously searching for physical possessions. He's not looking at the wealth of others. He's focused on himself and real purpose and meaning in life. Avraham Avinu, he didn't want to take money or the treasure from the king of Sedom after the war. He also shared his meals with others. We see him inviting people in for Hachnasat Orhim. He gave a tenth of his possessions to Melchizedek, Melech Shalem. And also he paid 400 shekel kesef oved la soher to purchase Ma'arat HaMachpelah to bury his wife Sarah. He also was a humble person, as he says about himself, Va'anochi afar va'efer, I am dust and ashes. And he's somebody who was a restrained individual, nefesh shefala, which means he wasn't somebody who was always running and pursuing after physical pleasures. We know this because when they finally got to Egypt, Avraham Avinu tells his wife Sarah, Hinena yadati ki isha yafat mare'at, you're a beautiful woman. Now I know that you're a beautiful woman, which means Avraham Avinu until this time didn't know what his wife looked like. So he was not somebody who was constantly running after the physical pleasures of this world. The opposite for Bil'am. Ayin ra'a, veruach gevoha, venefesh rehava, mitalmidav shel Bil'am harasha. Somebody who has an evil eye, an arrogant spirit, and a person who's indulgent is considered to be the students of Bil'am harasha. Bil'am was he had an evil eye. He was a greedy person who was always looking at the wealth of other people. Bil'am knew that Hashem did not want him to go and have a discussion with Balak about cursing the Jewish people, but he went anyway because he knew there was going to be a large fee that he could collect from Balak. So therefore, he went and had that meeting with him. He's also an arrogant individual. He says about himself, Ne'um shomea imre'el ve'yodea da'at elyon. He said about himself that he's one who hears the sayings of Hashem and knows the knowledge of the Most High. He was an arrogant individual talking about himself like that. And he was also somebody who was indulgent. He was always looking for physical pleasures, where we see this, that his suggestion that a way to entrap the Jewish people is by sending the Moavi woman to cause Bnei Israel to sin with them. And if Bil'am wasn't an individual who thought these thoughts, who wasn't lustful himself, he wouldn't have had this type of advice. And Hachamim even tell us that Bil'am had relations with his own donkey. So we see that he has these three negative traits. Ma ben talmidav shel Avraham Avinu l'talmidav shel Bil'am harasha. What's the difference between the outcome or the fate of the students of Avraham Avinu and the fate of the students of the wicked Bil'am? Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu ochlin ba'olam hazeh ve'nohalin ba'olam haba. The students of Avraham Avinu, they're going to benefit in this world and they're going to inherit next world as well. They'll eat their fruits of their labor in this world, but they'll also be granted hayeh ha'olam haba. Shene'emar lehanhil ohavai yesh ve'osrotehem ammaleh. Like we say in Mishleh, that Hashem has an inheritance to those who love Him, and He also has the ability to fill their storehouses. There's a double reward going on. Inheritance to those who love Me, which is talking about the ability to go to Olam Haba, and filling their storehouses is Olam Hazeh. Talmidav shel Bil'am harasha, yorshin gehinam v'yordin lebe'er shahat. The students of the wicked Bil'am, they're going to inherit gehinam, and they're going to go down the well of destruction. Talking about this world and the next world. Gehinam is the suffering they're going to have in this world, and Be'er Shahat is talking about Olam Haba, that they're going to suffer in the next world. Shene'emar ve'ata Elohim toridim le'be'er shahat. Like we say, Hashem, you're going to lower these people into the well of destruction. Be'er shahat anshe damim u'minma, men of bloodshed and deceit. Lo yehesu yemehem. They're not going to live out even half of their lives. Vani eftah bach. But me, I'm going to trust in you. So we see here, we're calling them two things. We call them anshe damim u'minma. So we see that Bil'am was a man of bloodshed because his advice to Balak eventually caused a plague to the Jewish people where 24,000 people died. He was also a person of deceit because we see them all the different schemes that he had to make the Jewish people sin and have them lose the protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.